looking at the joint statement, it's clear that there will be permanent maritime boundaries, which is fantastic from East Timor's perspective. That's what they've been striving for this whole time. And I think they really see it as the final step in completing their long journey towards independence or achieving independence and becoming a full sovereign nation with its own boundaries. But there's also mention about the Greater Sunrise, the gas field, and how that will be, I guess, another share, some type of resource sharing agreement. So the devil is really going to be in the detail as to what kind of conditions are applied on that sharing arrangement and what kind of ratio the split is.
Because under international law, boundaries are meant to be about halfway between two countries in this sort of circumstance. So if the boundary does come halfway between the two countries, then the Greater Sunrise would fall mostly, if not entirely, in East Timorese territory. And yet they're talking about sharing revenue. So does that imply that the boundaries actually won't be halfway?
I'm assuming that Australia has agreed to that median line. But I think probably what's still maybe up in the air a bit are what we call the lateral boundaries, so the side boundaries. So they've ruled a line probably halfway between the two coastlines, but they're now probably still working out exactly where to draw those side boundaries, if you like. And the fact that they're mentioning and talking about some kind of sharing arrangement, I think it's safe to assume that that boundary or the ballpark that they're talking about is likely to cut through the Greater Sunrise field. Now, again, under international law, that field should, most, if not all of that field, should really lie within East Timor's exclusive territory. So the fact that they're talking about sharing, would suggest that it hasn't gone entirely towards maybe what East Timor originally would have been hoping for, but obviously an improvement that they're willing to accept. And if you look at the last treaty, the CMAT, the one during the negotiations Australia had spied on East Timor, and the treaty that East Timor effectively ripped up through this process, the CMATS treaty was going to split Greater Sunrise 50-50. So I think for Timor to be agreeing to a new arrangement, you would be fairly hopeful that they were going to get a larger share than 50.
Overall, are you positive or sceptical about what you've heard so far?
So this is a really, I think, promising step in the right direction. And overall, I think it's good news. But of course, the devil will be in the detail. And, you do have to point out Australia's track record when it comes to East Timor's oil. They've really, they've lied and spied and bullied their way through various processes. So I would take this news with a bit of a grain of salt. But I think campaigns like ours will be looking to, keep the pressure up on the Australian government and make sure that they follow through on these promises.
And I imagine that there's going to be a need for private investment and oil companies to join in developing the resource. Is there precedent for that working well? Because it appears, if you look at, say, near neighbouring Papua New Guinea, it appears that the resources are, not really actually going to the people themselves. Is that part of your concern, or are you just happy to see an intergovernment agreement?
I think that the first step really is the permanent boundaries. They're looking at the issues of sovereignty. And so that does concern me a little bit. If you look at the joint statement the governments have put out, there is a reference about needing to consult with other stakeholders. So by that, I'm assuming they're talking about the petroleum companies that will actually develop the field. So that would suggest there's some kind of bargaining that is yet to be done about, if option A happens or option B happens, then who's going to get the cut of the government revenue. But really, if they're just setting permanent maritime boundaries, you'd assume that any royalties should be divvied up in that way. And that's what's happened with the previous treaty. So the Timor Sea Treaty, or the current treaty, established joint development petroleum areas, and that's where Australia and Timor shared revenue from those particular fields. Now, interestingly, they're fields that are all located closer to East Timor than Australia. So if a permanent boundary is being drawn at that halfway point, it does raise this question, well, why has Australia, for the last few decades, been taking revenue from those fields that weren't in Australian water?
Could you foresee international legal action against Australia in the future?
Maybe not so much in the joint petroleum development area, because that was an agreement that East Timor willingly went into. But there are other fields, namely Laminia Coralina, that were unilaterally depleted by Australia. And I think Timor, would have a claim under international law that those fields belong to them. There are some really important questions that should be asked there, and whether Australia should be paying back revenue that it's taken from fields that may actually belong to East Timor.